Well, in Romania, in few words, I can say that is a institutionalized racism and discrimination. So institutions play a very big role in encouraging discrimination and racism there. This is why I talk about racism and discrimination in that speech of mine. So there is an educational issue, segregating school, is the rights to justice, which are not. So if you are a Roma, you have no right to an objective justice there. And as well, there is housing and employment problems as well. So all of the types of barriers you can find there. So, but in the same time, is another question of why the Romani people are unemployed there, why they don't contribute to the society. But it's a vicious cycle, if you want, all of all these barriers that work together. And what we act for, actually, is an equal right to education, to employment, to housing, to law, to justice.
But as I understood from your speech, it goes further than that. There is actual violence against Roma people.
Well, in 10 years in Romania, I was killed 11 people and was burned up to ground 478 houses. So, of course, there is that kind of pogroms that are encouraged by the justice by giving an subjective justice and decisions in their law. So if you are a Roma, you cannot even think you'll find justice there. And that is one of the reasons for why I have to run out of Romania, because what I was fighting for was justice in my case. My husband was killed, my two brothers was killed, my house was burned to the ground, and they said, well, let's build the house back and everything will be fine. But to me, it was not fine and cannot be fine. I want to know who organized it, because I know in behind of these few murderers is a policy of a party there. Yeah, this is what I know, because I find out. Yeah, so what I want in Romania was justice. I want the people to pay for what they have done. This means to me justice. Through the years, like I said, 9 years, I fight in Romania for to all the levels of the justice, for an objective justice. And the judge said to me publicly, to the High Court in Bucharest, they said to me, I know you are right, but in the same time, you'll be surprised by our decision. And I was surprised in the end when they released actually the murderers. With a pardon of the president of Romania. So where is justice then? So this made me to put a case out of Romania to Strasbourg to claim justice there against the Romanian government, because they didn't care to give me justice as a citizen of Romania. So, and you know, the story is going on and on and on, because in Romania, the mentality of the secret police is very bad. They came at my house, they broke the door in the middle of the night with the dogs there that scared the children. They put questions. They actually did this kind of torture. Yeah. So I, in one way, is the for sure the racism and discrimination in Romania is built up and encouraged by the local authorities to the central authorities. And there is as well there, you know, parties' propagandas when they said, Roma don't have what to do here. This is our country, we have to. So like I said, like into the Hitler period, yeah, when Roma and Jews was seen less than animals, we are seen in Eastern Europe as well now. So this concept, yeah, we have to purify our nations in Eastern Europe, in Eastern Central Europe, still, but with another face, with a modern face. We are not put in the chambers of gases. We are not killed, you know, in that chambers anymore. But we are killed psychologically, and we are. There is another way of making racism to work. And what I want, what I dream, is to live in a better world, where all the people are equal. And this is why I have to thank to this country as well, allowed me to stay here, where you have the right to be diverse. You have the right to contribute to the society. You have the right to be seen as equal. And of course, like everywhere, those kind of principles have to be improved. But here I see myself and I see Romani people from Eastern Europe as making contribution to it. So in the end, what I can say is God bless England that give me the opportunity to stay here and give me the opportunity to send my son in the school to have a good education as well. So here I see another future.
Thank you very much.